Hello, my friends. We're so glad you could join us today for another word of encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading, titled The Triumph of Forgiveness, was written by Arthur Jackson. Mac, having struggled with drug abuse and sexual sin, was desperate. Relationships he valued were in disarray, and his conscience was beating him up. In his misery, he found himself unannounced at a church asking to speak with a pastor. There, he found relief in sharing his complicated story and in hearing about God's mercy and forgiveness. Psalm 32 is believed to have been composed by David after his sexual sin. He compounded his wrongdoing by devising a sinister strategy that resulted in the death of the woman's husband. While these ugly incidents were behind him, the effects of his actions remained. Psalm 32, verse 3-4, describes the deep struggles he experienced before he acknowledged the ugliness of his deeds. The gnawing effects of unconfessed sin were undeniable. What brought relief? Relief began with confession to God and accepting the forgiveness he offers. What a great place for us to start! At the place of God's mercy. When we say or do things that cause hurt and harm to ourselves and others. The guilt of our sin need not be permanent. There's one whose arms are open wide to receive us when we acknowledge our wrongs and seek his forgiveness. We can join the chorus of those who sing, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered." Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 32, verses 1-7. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped, as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Now, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this avenue of prayer where we can come to you with our sin and lay it at your feet. Thank you, God, for reaching out to us with forgiveness and love when you shed your precious blood on the cross for our sin. Teach us, Lord, to bring our sin to you so we don't have to carry that heavy burden alone. We thank you, Lord, for your offer of redemption and love and grace. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.